Thanks for selling your car to Carvana. Here's your check.
Whoa, when did I get here?
What do you mean?
I swear it was just moments ago that I accepted a great offer from Carvana online. I must have time traveled to the future.
It was just moments ago. We do same day pickup. Here's your check for that great offer.
It is the future.
It's the present and just the convenience of Carvana. Sorry to blow your mind.
It's all good. It happens all the time.
Sell your car the convenient way to
Carvana.
Pickup times may vary and fees may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Canceled. Don't remember doing this at all.
I can only hold myself accountable.
Canceled.
I object!
Look how good my life is.
So what else? Cancel me.
Fanimosia is canceled.
Sup, cunts? Welcome back to another episode of the Godcast. I just said that the first time and it didn't hit. And
it didn't land the first time, and then she did it again. She literally made them run it back, and then she did it again.
We're shooting at night right now, paying homage to the Late Late Show by Dixie D'Amelio, because I slept through today.
She slept the entire day.
If only she had some preparation for that.
This morning I was up like at 8 a.m. like working, and she's like messaging me up. I was like, oh my God, let's go, T. Like, you're up starting your day. She's like, haven't slept.
No, I slept for like 30 minutes, but then I woke up. Chris was getting water next to me and I screamed at him for it. And then it started the day off on a really high note, fighting about water.
I woke up early. I planned my whole day around being here for the podcast at 3 o'clock.
Same.
I did my laundry so that, yeah, and it was...
I honestly, I'm a failure today, and I just want to start this podcast off by apologizing to the both of you.
Thank you.
I can only hold myself accountable.
Thank you.
I can only hold myself accountable.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I was an absolute piece of shit today. Really glad we didn't have a guest.
Me too.
What are we,
chopped liver? Your schedules don't matter.
They matter, and I'm really sorry, guys. I really fumbled that bag. Hunter's leaving for tour in like 7 days. And I'm so sad.
Yeah, I'm hoping it gets canceled.
What?
Literally. I'm like, break a leg, Jaden. Literally.
Yeah, it's a little sad. We're actually all about to go to Dallas though together.
Tana and I talked in I was gonna say Irish.
Okay. We talked in Southern accents last night all night, like fully in the restaurant to the Uber driver. Should we do that podcast like this?
What did you say to the Uber driver? She said we're like, she was like, can you please roll up the windows? It's colder than
she said. I heard that you said you were deafer than Melanie.
No, I said, sir, can you please turn up the volume? I'm about as hard as hearing as Helen Keller.
Is that ableist?
Not ableist again.
Oh my God. I feel like you're saying it now.
I don't know. I'm scared. I thought it was funny. I love the Helen jokes.
I mean, dude, no shade to Helen Keller.
No shade.
She seemed like a great girl. I still kind of think she was a myth. Do you think Helen Keller was real?
No, I think it.
Yeah. What?
Why have you never seen?
She was real?
She wasn't.
I think the whole like flying the plane thing wasn't true.
Helen is in the air for half an hour and says she feels more physical freedom than ever in her life.
Like, bitch, you're just trying to be Amelia Earhart. I'm so sorry.
Wait, who came first, Helen Keller or Amelia Earhart?
Came first.
The chicken and the egg, baby. Not me starting off this podcast by shading Helen Keller. Oh my God. Yeah, Brooke and I went out last night, like all night. Lila had a party for the 1 year anniversary of her having a vagina, a pussy party. And Brooke and I went a little crazy, but then she's way more responsible than me. So she woke up. And yeah.
Well, I thought I had the podcast at 3 o'clock. I'm like, I gotta be up bright and early tomorrow. I have so many things to do. She kept going, come on, cancel your Lyft. Stay
one
a little
more
longer.
Little bad. We were with Ethan from Shameless last night. People hate so much any female hangs out with him. It's crazy.
Why? I know, because people really like are territorial over. Like, he has like a very, very like cult following.
It's honestly the most insane thing I've ever seen fan base wise. I think he has the most insane fan base I've ever seen ever.
Really? See, I've never seen the show, but when we initially were gonna hang out with him, we were with like Savannah, a friend of mine, and she was like freaking out. Like, yeah, oh my god, you don't understand. Like, he's like the best character. He's so hot.
And every time he goes anywhere, people freak the fuck. Like, every waiter last night was just like, man, so much respect to you. Loved you. You know what I mean?
Really?
Like, loved you and Shameless. He was with a girl last night. This happened with several girls too in LA that you both hate that are psychos, crazy girls. But I thought they were hot and I wanted to fuck them. So I was like super nice to them one time. And now they like follow us around everywhere. They're such pick me's. They're crazy.
Usually they grow.
One of them DM'd you the other day.
Which one? I'm like, who?
Oh my
god.
That's
a main one.
Oh my god. The other day, suspect. I was supposed to, with this pick me girl, I was supposed to do like an interview because she like works at this like entertainment outlet. Like, you know what I mean? Like Entertainment Tonight or something like that. And I was supposed to do it. And I called her and I was like, hey, like, I'll be there in an hour. Like, what's it about? And then she like told me what it was about. And like, it just sounded so bad. And then 4 minutes later, I had Paige text her like, actually, we're feeling sick. We can't come.
Art.
And it was a little bad.
That's a beautiful story.
Yeah, it was terrible. I mean, I do that a lot. Bail. I think that we all have realized that for
no.
sure. But
no.
Hunter.
Oh, come on.
Hunter.
Yes.
I think that our night last night was pretty normal.
Took the back seat to what Hunter was doing last
For
night.
For sure. Like, mm-hmm. we had a normal friend group, hectic, you know, Lila's right. pussy celebration. But Hunter you were at this little, like, very small gathering of, like, 10 people. Mm-hmm. That sounded like I was, like, shitting on you. Like, you were at this very small, I didn't mean
this
like that.
This loser-ass party.
That's not what I meant. But you were at this small gathering. Yeah. And a couple weeks ago, Hunter and Brooke went out without me. And they come back to the house. This is when we were still at David's. And Brooke comes in, blacked out, narcs out Hunter within the first 10 seconds. Hunter saw his ex. He paid $100 to get her into the club. Oh, my God.
Okay. And then, to be clear, yeah, I thought everybody was going to think it was funny. I don't have a lot of, like, backstory. I wasn't around when she was in your life at all. And I didn't know what disdain you had for her. So I come in and I'm like, you guys are gonna love this one. Like, you will not believe who was with us tonight. And Hunter, like,
and I just started like
this,
I started
and Tana just started fuming.
I was fuming. Yeah. I was so angry because I think I hate, first of all, I'm very protective of you. I hate I forgot. I'm just a little ASMR burp
it's my
for you.
Phobia.
I hate when someone's shitty to you, and I'm so Thank protective you. Over you. And I think that you've also given this person so many chances Definitely. To wake up and smell the goddamn motherfucking roses and stop being absolutely just terrible. And I also hate the gaslighting terrible. The girls that are like, he is a player, he ruined my life. When like you did so many things to him to trigger him and to ruin his life and just like make him feel like shit. And like, and you're still doing it and you're putting out all this shade in the public eye. And then like anytime you would even remotely defend yourself, it's like, you know what I mean? You don't want
to. I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
Oh, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
most of the time, it's not worth it for me to defend myself. I just feel like...
Before you get into your Missy Fowl moment, I just want to yell at you.
Yeah, go ahead.
I want to yell at you this whole podcast, actually.
Yeah, fuck what you were saying.
Literally,
yeah,
no, fuck you.
Fuck me. Okay. All right, fuck me.
No, but I started yelling at you, and then for hanging out with her out of pain. Like, why are you doing that? Why are you paying for her to get into a club? And obviously, Hunter's defense was, again, good guy Hunter. I'm just trying to be on good terms with her. I'm trying to, like, remind her, like, that I'm this good person. And, like, I commend you for that. You're the bigger person. But then in the backyard, Hunter starts screaming at me in a group full of people. At least I'm not a cheater. At least I'm not a cheater. At least I'm not a cheater.
I mean,
you cheat one time.
One time.
Or four.
Or last week.
No, last podcast, people absolutely cooked me for being so open about times that I've cheated. But I mean, I think people don't realize, like, I'm just going to be honest about life. Like, we all make mistakes.
I respect that about you, because if you came on here and you were like, oh my God, I would never, everyone would be like, babe.
No. And there's obviously, I've had great relationships where I'm loyal to people and I love them. But at the same time, if someone's shitty, like, I have that in me. I'm not Hunter. The bigger person doesn't always shine through. But Hunter was sick at me for being mad at him. But then last night he went to this event and one of the 10 people there was his ex. And I just want to hear about it. You were with Demi too. And Demi was honestly like, what's the word? Because I don't want to put Demi in a weird place. Like, sick at the fact that you were being treated like this, because obviously Demi knows how much I love you and like how good of a person you are and like has seen you in a good light. And so it was funny seeing even Demi Lovato stick up for Hunter. I was like, can we finally talk about this on the podcast? Cool.
I mean, I went to go shoot. It was just an event to shoot. And I found out, I saw the guest list before and I was like, all right, cool. I see her name.
Put my dick in four. My ex is here.
I see the
there's a lot
list.
Of girls you've nutted on there.
I want to see the guest list.
There's one other person I never hooked up with that was there. Anyways.
You told me three on the phone.
Yeah, no, he's a fucking liar.
What is wrong with you?
Sorry, I thought we were being honest here.
We're all on edge today.
It was one other person. Anyways. Anyway, so I see the guest list. I see her names on it. I'm like, listen, I want to be, fuck you both. I'm like, I want to be the bigger person and I'm going to give her a call or a text and be like, hey, just so you know, I'm shooting this event. If you feel uncomfortable, I'm not gonna shoot it. Like, if it's
how could
you
text her? I thought she blocked you.
They unblocked each other when he was kind to her.
Yeah, after we went to that thing, whatever. When we all like were out at that bar and like I got her.
No, she blocked you the next day. You told
me. It was like Twitter, but then I realized that I stayed blocked on Twitter. She didn't unblock. And then she got a new phone, I guess. So like anyways. After that whole thing, I thought we were on good terms because I took care of her that night. She needed help getting home. I helped her getting home. Everything.
Which is a frequent problem.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm just on go.
So I help her do all this stuff. So I'm like, all right, there's no way that we can be on bad terms now after we talked about everything. Anyway, so I call her. I'm like, yo, just so you know, I'm shooting this event. If you're uncomfortable, I won't shoot it. It's all good. Just let me know. Didn't have to do that, but I did anyways. And she would
suck your own dick a little more. I'm just kidding. Go ahead.
And she said, oh my God, of course. Like, no worries at all. Like, literally, like, we're so good. Like, no stress at all. Blah, blah. Talk for like 10 minutes. Maybe long. Talk for like 30 minutes about it. And I'm like, or it's about life. And I'm like, cool. All good. I'm like, I'll see you.
I can't believe y'all had it. That makes it even more sickening. They all had like a life talk before she fucking.
Yeah. And then after that, still, she called me again a later time, just being like, she was going through some stuff. I'm like, hey, I'm here for you if you need anything. She didn't tell me what she was going through, but she's.
Which
like,
is awesome, because if so many of my exes did that, I would literally be like, suck my dick and rot.
Yeah, no. I don't know. But I was telling her, you know, I'm there if you need me. But
I mean,
she didn't explain what it was. So like, I didn't push it too hard. Mm-hmm. But at that point, I was like, there's no chance it's not going to be chill at the event. We get to the event. Like I said, there was 10 or 12 of us there. She immediately starts talking shit about me to every single person, going in separate groups, just shit talking me. And I'm
blacked out.
I'm walking into each room because I'm taking photos and everyone's just like, I'm just trying to do my job. And
I think that's even weirder that it's kind of like you're in a professional environment. I also think it's not like that's a common theme. You're like, no, it's not like you're ever somewhere where everyone's like, oh my God, this guy, this asshole. Like, everyone fucking loves you because you're like nice.
Yeah, I'm like, and
so it's like to create
just,
that.
It's just random, you know?
I just
so
don't
random.
Think it's fair if you're like she said, it's a professional environment. You're going in there and you're like trying to make a good name for yourself. And like, someone hired you and is paying you to be there and do a good job. So it's like to put you in an uncomfortable position, that's like just fucking random.
Yeah, and convincing people who like definitely really like you that you're like this devil. And what was her tagline online? That you ruined her life?
Yeah, something like along those lines. I was just like, bro, I didn't I didn't do anything and we broke up because you were hitting triggers, you know, like that's what was the main point of it. And yeah, so it was just a horrible night in regards to everything she was doing. I felt so uncomfortable. I couldn't do my job correctly.
And what she keeps saying, she was like, I'm just airing her out. She kept saying, like, as a joke, like, my boyfriend's about to pick me up and, like, making everyone laugh. I think that.
Yeah, she kept on saying that she has a new boyfriend who was picking her up, and, like, around me. And then so I'd, like, have a reaction. Obviously, I didn't have a reaction, but everyone else outside is like, she obviously, they're all new friends to her too. She didn't know them before either. So she had to air out the idea of me being a crazy ex and then go in on the aspect she has a new boyfriend.
But do you agree that this is more like, I feel like this is making her look like a crazy ex?
I don't know. That, I was just I don't have any room to defend myself, because I'm not going to go up to each girl and be like, hey, you mind if I pull you aside real quick?
Like, not really
it's weird. It's a weird situation.
Yeah, it's weird.
Yeah. I also,
but yeah, so pretty much she kept on doing that. Everyone was very uncomfortable towards me because of it. It wasn't like very uncomfortable, but I could feel the tension.
Yeah,
but today the owner of the host of the party called you and was like, that was really weird. Like, she made me super uncomfortable.
Yeah. The girl apologized, and that was cool. But anyway, so I texted her today and I was just like, I wasn't going to, but I decided I'm going to text her. And I was like, yo, what you did last night was really not cool. I thought we kind of were on good terms. And
yeah, if it made her that uncomfortable, she should have just said something when you first, like, beforehand.
Exactly.
You gave her the opportunity to say, it's like, hey, that would make me feel weird.
It's also one thing to, like, sit with your bestie and talk shit, but to go around a room full
strangers,
of people.
Strangers, like girls you barely know. Yeah.
Like, that's a little fucking insane. I mean, remember when you and I were besties and she was angry, so she hooked up with my ex and they'd paint together every day to spite us, just me?
I don't know about that one, but anyways, ultimately.
Even now, Hunter's so PC. He's like, honestly, I wish her the best.
I did. I told her that too. I'm like, listen, regardless, I wish you the best. I'm always rooting for you.
I just think it's not like you cheated on her. It's not like you lied to her. It's not like you were ever, you're not, you don't have it in you to be mean to someone either. Yeah. You will leave a situation 10 times out of 10 before you're mean to someone.
Please.
So it's like, not to like just say this, because I know there's two sides to every story and I'm sure this is going to evoke some crazy like reaction, but it's like, you're in my eyes, especially knowing you so well, like you're just mad he doesn't want to be with you. And like, that's a strange.
I do that all the time. Are you kidding?
Yeah. Been there. Yeah. I'm kidding. But like, I don't know. Fuck.
No, I agree.
Fucking A.
But you know, moving on, bigger, better things. All good.
On
all
the bright side, I was with my ex last night and
Which one? Ooh, I did see that.
Ooh.
Yeah, there's actually photo evidence if you.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh my. Oh, we took photos. I forgot. Yeah. Oh my god, I was drunk. He's actually my like favorite ex. I always say this. I have like.
He's the only ex. Not the only ex, but I didn't get to see. I was. Yeah,
that was during Brooke and my fight that I was with him. So it was like, you know.
Yes.
But he's like probably one of the only exes of mine where I'm like I can still be like, you're a really good person.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Yeah. And his bestie's dating Olivia Rodrigo. So I was asking him all about that last night. And it was so interesting and cool. Like, I want to fucking be him.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
Oh, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at Geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
So, Dallas.
Dallas,
baby. I'm so excited. This is our last hurrah before Hunter leaves.
Yeah.
And we're going with all these crypto billionaires. Hunter just put me onto the crypto billionaire world.
So I met this guy recently. Very, very wealthy guy. And Brooke's like, oh, God, you know, I'm looking for someone. I'm like, oh, God. I found this amazing guy for you, Brooke.
Brooke is sick.
Anyways, he fell in love at the same exact time, or is going to go to a meeting with Tana, and I'm like, yo, T, this is going to be a great meeting for you. We can definitely do some cool business with these guys. Come on, let's go.
But you also told me, and I
you better watch quote,
no, you just said, do your thing.
Yeah.
Which Hunter, we know what that
means.
You
know what her thing means.
No, yeah. Like, do you think my thing is just this fucking toothless, gagless throat fuck? You think that my thing is not toothless, gagless? No, but I mean, like,
no,
you know,
so anyways,
I was speaking with this.
We're going to dinner. I was like, yo, T, do your thing. Great guy. We'll fucking kill it. And so we go. Brooke is not at this dinner, unfortunately. So she got her claws in a little early. And just like the entire night.
Tana swooped in before me. He literally told me that he had an eligible bachelor who happens to be 22 and a billionaire. And I was like, okay.
Is he 22?
No, I think he might be a little older.
I don't know. But he's a young billionaire. Yeah.
My
okay?
favorite yeah. type of person. Obviously, I'm still kind of in a relationship. It's really? A little on the rocks right now. But
I thought you guys were broken up.
We're trying
yesterday.
But I'm not trying to air that out on the podcast. You know what I mean? Because we saw.
By the time this comes out, they're back together.
No, because, no, well, yeah. But we also.
She's not trying to air it out on the podcast. Last time you guys broke up, you literally tweeted,
well, that's
he
my
just
point.
Left me.
That's my point. I'm trying to not be like that anymore and like air out my relationship troubles online. Okay. But I don't know.
Anyways, we're going to Dallas with him. And
stop! No, we're not. We're going. But anyways, we're going to Dallas with a bunch of crypto billionaires. And I'm excited to do that. I'm about Very to set excited. Up Brooke with other crypto billionaires and we love a good billionaire lifestyle. I'm literally so excited for Dallas, especially last night. Talking in a southern accent all night just made me really realize that is something that I'm really good at being. It's funny because last night I was at dinner with Diablo, Ethan, Chris, and me, who all dated this southern girl, and all of them Ethan dated her too. Diablo was sitting next to me, furious I was talking in a southern accent because he was like, you are triggering me.
She's like, Billy Wright.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. It's so bad. I keep some of my relationships off camera, right?
That was off camera.
That was not off camera. In fact, I don't even think you ever put your phone down the whole time.
If you squeeze that can one more time, I'm throwing it off this head.
You have anxiety.
Are you on edge?
Every 5 seconds, she's like.
I actually always do that. I'm sorry. So we moved into a new house.
We did.
I want to discuss that.
I didn't see it
before we moved in.
I know. Brooke is sick because it's a 4-bedroom house.
But guess what? You get to move in.
Well, we toured so many fucking 5-bedroom houses. And as you guys know from the past podcast, got turned down. And then this was like the final option. It was like, take this or live under the freeway pass on Cahuenga. You know what I mean?
So, that's where I live.
Yeah. But Hunter's leaving, so you're gonna live in his room while he's gone, for sure.
While he's gone.
Yeah. 2 months.
At least. That's like a pretty long time.
That's a while. Oh, you're like, what, I'm coming with him.
Yeah. No, yeah, true. She's gonna be in his bunk on the fucking tour bus. No, but what do you think of the new house?
I think it's cool. I like it. It's a good vibe. I think we all
When everyone talks about it, their voice goes high pitched, like, no, I love it.
No, I fucking love it. No, it's cool. We all hang out in the living room. We never did that before.
That's what it has.
That's cool.
It's like similar. It was like a couple houses ago, but that was like a really fun like situation. Yeah. I should have never moved from.
I loved that house. I honestly almost wish I never moved out of my first house. Old house, like, especially for the fact that like David Dobrik moved in and now lives on that street. Like, had we just stayed neighbors, and I never, because moving into Weed Lake also
being David Dobrik's neighbor, that is not in anyone's best interest.
That's in mine. No, sorry, I like your perspective.
I just loved that house because it had such a like we would spend so much time, all of us in the living room, like playing game, like we'd do like games.
Yeah, it's cuter.
Game night, like all the time. Yeah. It was just fun. The new living room is kind of similar to that, where it's like really open and there's room for everybody to sit. So it's like, I like that about
I actually love this house. It's just very funny because I'm not going to lie, it's not in the best area. Right. And it's funny because it's like, it's when people remodel a house, they put a really nice house on a street of a bunch of really not nice houses. Like the houses next to us fully have like fumigation tarps, like windows busted.
Right,
like
there's like a hoarding problem. And there is... Their entire backyard is just full of.
There's a washer and dryer in their backyard, and that's my view from my fucking bathroom. It's not safe. I was in the street actually the other day, walking
She's like,
around.
I haven't left.
I know I can't. What's that song? These streets will make you feel brand new.
I recorded that TikTok with Tana for when she's single again.
Oh my God, for the love of God.
Sorry, Chris, I love you.
Very funny.
No, we love Chris. He's our bestie.
I do love him.
But
I did hear you crying the other night.
Scream crying. Well, like, it's because
scream crying. I was like going to get blankets for my friend who was visiting. And I'm like walking upstairs looking around for blankets. And I'm like, I hear like like literally, I don't know what time it was. Like maybe like 3 a.m. or 4 a.m.
Do you know what happened?
And I hear Chris being like, "Baby, stop crying, please, please stop crying." And you're like, "Ah!" I was like, "Why are you scream crying
we're,
right now?
We're not at our peak right now. I can't lie. I mean, whatever. This fight was actually so dumb too, because Chris is such a little fucking sex addict.
He ate the last chicken nugget.
No, I mean, we fought over water today. Like, it's not like we're happy. But what if we fought because Chris always wants to have sex every second, and I'm not gonna lie, like I'm a sexy freaky little bitch, but sometimes I'm just like, for the love of God, like I don't even know. And his dick is so big that like I feel like it like starts to hurt, and I'm like over it. And then he's like, you don't want to fuck me. I'm like, be better with your dick then. Speaking of his dick, Ari just saw his dick yesterday. It was traumatizing. I was sucking Chris's dick in my room.
You owe him financial compensation.
I know, literally, it was so bad. Ari walks in and goes, oh. And I was like, but
also the other day I walked into your room at 8:30 a.m. and she was sucking dick again.
No, I wasn't even sucking dick. We were watching porn and I was like, tied up.
Oh my God.
Good
anyways,
she thought
she stole my charger the night before, so I phone was dead. So I had to
walk
go
into your
it.
Own wrist.
So I went to go grab it, but she thought I was Ryan Warm, Kyla's brother.
Who is so beautiful, and, by the way. If you weren't my assistant,
and she just yells like, Ryan, please close the door. She's like, I'll be there in a second. Like, waits like 5 minutes, comes up with like a blanket covering her tits, and she's like, oh, it's you. And I was just like,
oh, it's just like walk into your own wrist.
She texted Ryan being like, I'm sorry you saw me naked. Like, I mean it, and he just wasn't there.
Yeah, right. She's like, you're welcome for the
free
show.
I'm just happy he saw me naked, but I fully thought it was Kyla's brother, so I was freaking out. But the other night he like wanted to fuck, and then I still wanted to fuck, but I was just like, I don't know, do it differently. And then I said a sentence I should not have said. I was like, I'm toxic. I know. I said a really toxic sentence. I was like, I'm just going to go to bed and think about other people fucking me. And then he was trying to leave.
Jail.
I was like, jail.
You literally belong in jail for that.
No, I mean,
there are so many
things. To be fair,
he
says toxic sentences to me all the time. He's been literally every time we fight, he's like, are we better off as friends? I'm like,
that's not a toxic sentence.
You literally
at
said,
all.
I'm thinking of fucking people better than you.
And no, that's not what I said. I said, I'm thinking, I'm going to fall asleep thinking of other people. Fucking you.
You didn't make it better. I thought you were going to make it better, but you didn't.
You didn't make it better.
Okay, honestly, yeah, I shouldn't have said it. Obviously, that's why I was crying. I was like, chill out. Like, I'm sorry.
No.
Okay,
I know.
There's so much more context. This does make me sound bad, and I love Chris so much, so I don't want to, like,
right,
he's a great guy. I hope we're literally always friends, and he's the best, and I hope we can work it out, too, but
God, we have to. What's your next topic?
I love Chris Miles. It's nothing.
And back to you, Jeff, in the studios.
Someone with the weather.
Oh my! So we need to start having a weather segment. Like when we cut shit, like someone doing
the weather segment.
Should we just do the fucking weather? Which means he doesn't
love dollar to see you do the crazy.
I know.
I would give my last dollar. I actually only have like four, but
one of those four.
I would give all $4 I have to see Tana do the crazy.
I really want to do it. No one on my team will let me, but I like absolutely desperate. Oh, my manager off camera is like, absolutely.
Imagine doing it like in a full body cast, like after doing the great job.
Like Tana with a broken femur. You broke your femur once.
I was in a full body cast.
That would have been so funny.
I had just my arms out, all the way down, both legs, a bar between my legs.
I forgot this ever happened to
you. Imagine the field day we
would
have today.
Did you never jack off?
I was in a fucking cast.
He cuts a hole.
Did anyone ever suck your dick?
It's literally your fourth grade.
Oh, shit. I swear to God, I feel like you weren't in fourth grade.
We cannot sexualize fourth grade hunters.
Yeah, well, I'm not trying to. I thought you were older. I swear I remember hearing the story about you being in a full body cast and someone whose name rhymes with Hill sucking.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Should we talk about her? She ruined my life, too.
Yeah, it's so crazy that Brooke and Hunter kind of went to college together. Yeah.
We did go to college together.
Yeah, I wish you guys knew each other. It's so strange.
My ex-girlfriend
we did know each other.
Brooke was the assistant to my ex-girlfriend. Is that
yeah, so she was a recruitment chair, and I was like membership. Like I was,
but
her
she was like
assistant,
basically. Notoriously the craziest bitch at the college.
She was,
but
evil
she's also
to me.
A super genius.
So brilliant, so beautiful. She was like the cool. Like I looked up to her so much. She fucking hated me, wanted me dead. And I was her assistant, and she was dating Hunter. So I knew Hunter, but Hunter didn't know me.
Yeah, I had no idea.
It's kind of crazy. No, it was a long
time. You don't
have
to rub it in. Yeah, I fucking like didn't know her at all.
Zero clue.
Literally a nobody.
Okay, but
you just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
What I really want to move on to now is something that really upset me this week.
Oh, God.
No, it's actually not that bad. So I was, so to preface really quickly, I don't have an Uber account or a Lyft. Oh, Brooke is sick. I don't have a Lyft account.
Why don't you have it? Can you?
Honestly, because my cards never work. My debit cards and like my Lyft and Uber. Literally, I'm going broke. I'm Austin McBroom. Why do I do this every week?
God damn it.
Kyla's like,
she's like 35, 26.
It's so funny, the podcast notes. Oh my God, I did.
Wait, you were so close. We're on 34, 12.
Oh shit.
Wow, like,
oh,
love that. Cool. But so my Uber and Lyft just never work because my cards never work. So I'm at the point now where I use Brooke's Lyft. Like every time I get in a car, they're like, for Brooke? I'm like, yes, that's me. And then every week, Brooke sends Kyla an invoice for like $2,000.
I wake up every morning with thousands of dollars in Uber charges because she's
I Uber
like,
everywhere.
Uber exit. It's like to Taco Bell, to the next Taco Bell, to the next. Taco Bell. I'm like,
to Poppy, to
and
someone's
the,
house.
And I'm the brokest one in the group. I'm like, somebody
but you
else.
Have a you have an amazing Lyft repertoire. And I'd love to
know.
No,
and my rating goes down like 10 points every single time she gets in.
Truly.
I'm sorry. But speaking of your rating going down, the other day, I went to see Lil Wayne at this concert after he slid in my DMs. Just want to say that again because I'll never get over it.
No, make sure they know.
He slid in my DMs. I love him so much. Wish something could happen about that. And keep in mind, I went to a concert and I didn't even DM him. Like, you did so good, daddy. Like,
you did
know?
Tag him in your story. So it's the same thing.
I didn't tag him.
Yeah, you did.
No, I didn't.
Ghost
I saw it.
Because
I love Tomchi.
I didn't tag him. I swear
no
to God.
Chance. There's
I'll
no
go back
tag.
Through my history. I swear to God. No, but you know why I know is because
no,
I remember.
I dare her to do it right
yeah,
now.
No,
I swear to God. I swear to God.
Yeah,
I literally swear to God.
No, go ahead.
I swear to God. Because I remember being there being like,
who's
going
to drop dead because she keeps. So I swear to God.
I swear to God. I swear to God. Swear to God.
No, but I swear because I remember being like, fuck, I didn't tag him. Like, he doesn't know I was there. Here, go ahead. It's in the archives. But
no, just go to your guys' text messages.
Oh, period. One second. I got you. I swear to God. But anyways,
say it one more time.
So
God's
I went,
like, can you stop?
God's like, chill the fuck out of my name.
No, look, not one story mentioned.
Oh my God, she's right.
I swear to God.
I'm sorry. I keep this is another story of when I doubt you. She's about to tell a story about the time.
Yeah,
I doubted
everyone
her.
Just fucking doubts me. It's ridiculous. So, but I've always said every time
the
I've ever
who cried wolf.
I am the girl who cried wolf. But I've always said that whenever I see Lil Wayne, there's like a stigma of bad luck around it. Either he cancels the show. I've been to 8 shows where he canceled. You and I were at one at Rolling Loud in Miami where I was bawling in the fucking rain with you because I only went to Miami to see him and then he canceled. True. I went to Vegas several times for festivals, like, and he canceled. I would cry every time. So tragic. And so, but I've always said, so if I see him, something bad, I'll always have bad luck after seeing him. Because if I get the good luck of seeing him, I'm going to have bad luck
bad
after.
Luck following.
Like, it's like a whole thing, I swear to God. That's and right. I was already going to miss it. Like I guess the people during the event was my agency, Unruly, who do my OnlyFans. Subscribe. And sorry.
Tana Gone Wild.
That was so ugly. I didn't need to do that. But they were doing it. They texted me like 30 minutes before, like Lil Wayne's going on in 30 minutes. And so I was sick. I was like, God, I wish I knew about this all day. So I got ready in 2 seconds, looked fucking absolutely beat, got there, so much problems with the sprinter, barely got in, saw him. And I remember thinking to myself, like, fuck. I, like, you know, I didn't like the look you two exchanged. It threw me off.
Sorry.
No, they're literally shit talking me with their faces. It's fine. I deserve it. It's fine. Moving on. So I saw him and I remember thinking, like, fuck, like, I'm surprised I made it. I made it by the minute he walked on. Like, he was driving in before me. Mm-hmm. And I was like, fuck, like, thank God I made it. And so afterwards, I get in this Uber. And it's so annoying, too, because we ordered another one. I was like, no, we're taking mine. And I get in.
Who else had an Uber account that could have been used
Chris,
at this time?
But I was like, mine's here a minute sooner, so we're taking mine. And I get in, and it's like this old man, and he turns to us, and he's like, do you guys like Rod Wave? The rapper. And this man is old. And like, you know what I mean? Yeah. It was so weird. And I was like, yeah, I like him. And he's like, I'm going to play my music. So then he like, it's weird. It's a weird demeanor. Like, for sure. That's my new favorite word, demeanor. Loving it. And so it's super weird. And so he puts on Rod Wave and we start driving. And then I'm like, can I roll my window down? And he like won't unlock it. And he just spoke, like, we just had a conversation. Like, it's very clear. Right. Like, it's, there's no language barrier or anything weird. Like, it's not like I'm like yelling at him. We're in a small car. And he's just ignoring me. And so after like five times, I'm like, can I please roll my window down? And so then he lets me roll my window down. And then I don't know, when anything's weird and the vibe is weird, I start intentively watching them because I'm and I was high as fuck, so my paranoia was just on 10, obviously. Right. And I mean, but whatever. So I'm intentively watching him, and he can tell. So he keeps staring at me through the like rear view mirror. Mm-hmm. And I'm very weird. I think when an Uber driver's staring at me, I'm like, I'm gonna stare back at you because you have to assert your dominance or they'll fucking kill you. 100%. Sure. So he's like staring at me, I'm staring back, whatever. And then I look at his phone and it's in like a holder in the middle of the car, and he's texting, and he's like, there, like, someone's texting him, like, can you come right now? And he's like, I'm with two people. And then, like, you know, like, there are two people in my car. And then they're like, so what? And then he's like, okay, I'm coming, like, I'm bringing them, like, fully, like, texting this person, saying, I swear to god, texting, I hate you, Hunter. I still doesn't believe me, still doesn't
lightning
believe
bolt.
Me say I hate you, saying that he'll, say he'll just like bring us. No, he's like, they can come with me, like, I don't remember what he said. And then the person sends the address, and he's like, okay. And I'm seeing him type this address into his maps and like whatever. And then it's just weird, and I keep staring at him, and I like roll my window down further. He like rolls the sunroof out and he's like staring at me, and it's weird. And then Chris is obviously just so oblivious.
He's
and
I'm like,
yeah, like literally Chris is just paying no attention. Like, and I'm like, I'm in this alone. Like, I'm gonna fucking die. Like, it's, I love Chris to death. And like, I know he's like crazy. Like, he's like a rapper. Like, I could see him like stabbing someone, like takes a little knife everywhere and shit. But at the same time, I could see someone just taking like a fucking, what's the word, like chloroform, and just like killing us, you know what I mean?
What,
like,
is this chloroform,
like the, no, that's not, what's it called when they stab you with the injection, you pass out, and then you wake up like, like you wake up like tied up. And so I was like, you know, looking at him texting this person, and then he's looking at the map, and he keeps, you know how like when a Lyft driver like swipes to end the ride, like how in their app they can like drop off. He keeps going to swipe to end the ride while we're driving down the road. And that's the first thing they're going to do if they're going to murder you is end the ride. Because then it looks like you got out. And like, it's a whole thing. I swear to God. Like, that they're going to end the ride there. So it's like you got out. Okay. And so he keeps swiping to end the ride. And at one point he goes to swipe to end it. And I go, sir. And he goes, like, just like you could see his eye. Like, he didn't think I was watching him. And I fully audibly said, sir, like, as he was swiping to end it. And then he just like continues, doesn't say anything. It's so fucking weird. And then it's like the maps are telling him where to go. And he keeps missing turns, keeps going like actively the wrong way. And it just keeps rerouting and the time keeps going up. So then that's when I call you guys. And that's when I was in the car on the phone just being so sus. I was like, this is so weird, whatever. And then eventually he was supposed to get on the freeway and he was about to not turn for it. And I was like, he's about to not turn for it. And then like, I can see that he's not turning for the freeway. And I go like, sir, right here, whatever. And then he like whips a brick and turns down like Rodeo. And he just starts going down Rodeo. And then I'm like, excuse me, sir, like, where are you going? And Chris is just sitting like, duh, like, what, you know, what's going on? And then he sees that I'm like, what are you doing? And then he starts to make a U-turn to like get back on the freeway. And then he texts the person that he's texting being like, I'm almost there. And so I literally open the door while the car is moving on Rodeo. And I told Chris before we got in the car, please have my purse. And Chris is like, okay, I have your purse. Like, I'm holding your purse. And so then I'm like, he starts turning on Rodeo. So I get out of the moving vehicle fully on Rodeo. I'm like, I can't do this anymore. He's like, what are you doing? I'm like, I'm getting out. Thank you so much. And so I get out, and then we get out, and we're sitting on Rodeo, and I look at Chris, and I go, do you still have my purse? And then, of course, he's like, no.
And
how dare he?
I get what you're like. Obviously, the frantic nature of the moment of me just getting out of a moving car, I'm sure jarred him to the point that he wasn't thinking like, oh, I need her bag, you know?
Of course.
And then, of course, I'm sitting on the side of the road and Chris is just like, are you fucking kidding me? But I'm like, I don't care. I've almost died in so many Ubers. You've been on the phone with me several times where, yes, I've gotten out of moving Ubers. Like, if you say weird shit to me, if you try to touch me, if you're staring at me in the viewfinder, if you're texting about me, if you're trying to end the ride, if you're just weird, like, I'm going to get out. I don't want it. I've almost died in Ubers. Like, obviously, back in the day, I wasn't like an Uber blacker. I was an Uber Xer. So, and in Vegas, you would get people with like gunshots in their cars, word to the old story time, like just crazy shit.
Yeah.
And so I get out, I'm sick. I call fucking Hunter and Brooke, and I'm just sick. And Hunter's just on the phone being so mean to me.
Anyways, she called me in the car and we just wouldn't say anything. She was like this.
And I can vouch that's so exactly we thought you were literally you were, like, obliterated.
That's what I thought. I thought you were no, I was so out of your mind, fucked up. You couldn't speak, and you're just like, and I'm like, where's Chris? You're like, he's next to me. I'm like, Chris, speak. He is not speaking. And I was just like, Chris, if you're in the car, speak. And you're like, Chris is here, and he's not talking.
Well, because I was,
so I'm just like, all right,
to my
so
ear.
So
wait, and
weird.
She kept looking at us like.
Yeah. Well, I was. I get what you're saying. Because
doing that, it was so. The energy was so strange.
Well,
like,
when I'm
you're
drunk,
probably so blacked out that you just are being paranoid.
100. And I get what you're saying because, like, blacked out me is very silent and like can't talk.
Yeah.
But I was trying to like say like help me through my. But,
like, yeah, she was giving like a I'm about to get murdered eyes, but we were getting very much like
I'm
she's,
drunk as
no
she's
one's
she's
home vibes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But so Hunter's on the phone with me, just like, you're fucking nuts. You're fucking crazy. Like, I can't. And then I'm just trying to get my Prada bag back at this point. I'm like, okay. And so I called Brooke. She didn't answer several times.
You didn't
but it's
call
fine.
Me.
I did. I'll go through my call log.
You're literally lying.
Should I literally be right again? I'm loving this.
She's lying. She was going to Hunter. Is Brooke there? And Hunter kept saying, Brooke's not here.
What
and I
was
sitting there like,
Sunday? Here's the call.
You just made that up. Check the time. Way. We talk 20 times a day. What do you mean?
Oh,
here's
no,
the
9:40
call.
P.M. Stay safe.
9:40.
It was way later
than
9:40
p.m.
12.
You guys are sick and liars, and that's
you did call
true.
Me.
Go check the time.
Brooke was in the room, and
you
I
kept
said,
saying,
I
"Where's
Brooke?"
No, and I'm like, "Where's Brooke? I need her to go in her Lyft account and tell him because the easiest way to get your stuff." Back
I
is
knew
obviously,
what was about to happen, so I was going like this to Hunter. I was like, "Ugh, like I don't want to deal with this."
No, right and now. Hunter's fully pretending like Brooke isn't there, and I know she's there, and I'm just sick because the easiest way to get your shit back is like in the minute that like they're driving away, so they can like turn around. So I'm like, "Can you guys please help me?" Hunter won't fucking help me. I'm so pissed.
We were helping you. She already did do the reach out. She did the whole thing.
On my own time, I reached out to Lyft support to get her bag back. And it took a couple days. I went back and forth with them for a really honestly long time before like the guy finally like reached out to me.
Yeah.
And when he did.
Also, we were just
I mean, no, but I get
Uber
home too
the
and they're weird vibes.
So
I get
like,
home.
It was Lyft.
Oh, yeah. By the way, this was this story is not an Uber story. This was a Lyft story.
Fair,
yes.
But it's
we
all
should
the same
say that
shit.
It's
drivers.
Not, though, because
two different companies.
I think Lyft is less sketchy than Uber most of the time, too, though, low-key.
It's
I think.
Cheaper, but I don't know about
this. Because Lyft, you have to do more background checks. So the drivers are usually, like, better.
Really?
Yeah.
Who told you?
Fuck off. Literally go fuck yourself. Go absolutely fucking jerk your dick and fuck yourself. And no, but I get home and they're all weird vibes. I can just tell they're like annoyed at me and they're like, this bitch.
Well,
like,
I'm frustrated. It's not weird vibes, but I was frustrated because you're kind of known for exaggerating stories. I thought like, okay, this girl was going to make it home like perfectly fine. She was probably just like honestly like kind of I thought you were too
that's
drunk.
What I was saying.
I was like, she was probably just like reading the situation wrong and she's gonna ruin my Uber rating or Lyft. Ruin my Lyft rating.
I understand.
Get me banned from Lyft and I'm gonna get some kind of like outrageous charge for her like literally damaging a vehicle because she jumped out on a moving road.
Right.
And to be fair, I honestly understand that because I can be dramatic and I can whatever, but I swear to God, I know I'm crazy, but I have a lot of PTSD from going through a lot of weird shit. Like obviously that comes to my life. People are just fucking weird. It's always been that way. I don't know. I have bad luck. My intuition's on 10 if someone's gonna kill me.
That's fair.
And then
but at the time, yeah, I was just frustrated. I'm like, now I'm gonna have to go through the trouble of getting this girl's bag back because
this
Lord
girl,
knows doesn't matter.
This girl
bitch.
Well, that's the thing. Someone
this girl
someone pointed it's out to random. Me, like, hello, like she's on your Lyft account, she can access the same support that you can, and you actually could have fully done it yourself.
But I'm also
however,
just
she,
I have one brain
wow.
cell and
she
it kept
said,
giving me her phone
Brooke,
number.
Brooke, this is yours to handle, and I just accepted it because that's
you're
a part
good
of my life.
I love
okay?
you. Thank you. So, but then she starts texting this man to get her bag back, and he's like, "Sorry, I'm napping." And she's like, "Have a good nap," which I would never say.
Well,
to
no,
this
no, no. It was already weird. Weird vibes. He texts me and he goes, "Hey, I found your bag."
I go, oh my God, thank you so much. Doesn't respond for a couple hours. And I go, so how do I get it back? And he texts me and he goes, I'm napping right now. I'm like, okay. Like, first of all, you don't have to say that. You could have just waited another couple hours to respond and then been like, hey, I'm back on the road.
Professionalism.
But as a driver. He goes, I'm napping right now. So I'm like, that's kind of weird. I'm going to be weird back. I was in a silly, goofy mood. So I was like,
have a good nap.
I go, have a good nap. Maybe I set the tone.
You for sure set the tone.
You
allowed him to think, I'll hit her back with something better.
There is no justification for the unprofessionalism. He literally sends me back a picture of him
shirtless.
And a woman.
Shirtless. The woman shirtless.
In bed.
It was the craziest thing I've ever seen.
And then Hunter comes upstairs running. Like, did you see the text? And I thought you just texted him, not the group chat. I didn't see it, to be fair. And I'm like, fuck you guys. Like, it really took this man sending like a naked selfie in bed with a bitch for you guys to
believe
to know.
You that yeah. He was like a little bit of a creepy
guy. I did apologize after that and said, I'm so sorry. The guy was very weird. And I'm glad you used your intuition and got out of the car.
And I got my bag back.
I got your bag back.
But yeah.
I got her bag back.
Yeah, you got my bag back. Yeah, to be fair. But it was just bad. It was a bad experience. I really need to drive. But not that I ever could. Like, you know what
you
I mean?
Don't need to drive, because even if that was a situation you had a car, you still wouldn't be driving because you wouldn't be drunk. So like,
well, I wasn't drunk, I was high, but still you shouldn't drive like high as fuck.
I agree.
She was something for sure.
Something was up.
I smoked a blunt at Lil Wayne. Crucify. But yeah, I hate Ubers, and it was a very strange experience. going. And fuck you both for thinking I'm fucking nuts.
Honestly, I do feel bad for doubting you. You have to admit that you do, like, you have a tendency to exaggerate a little bit, especially like for a good story.
Get the fuck out of here. Come on.
Listen, I'm trying dramatic. To give a little bit of the doubt here. You were the girl who cried wolf. Literally, you will turn like a story. It'll be like someone hands you a pizza and she'll be like, someone beat my ass.
Someone chucked a pizza at my fucking head.
So like,
we're die dubs.
My natural reaction is, oh, like, no matter what you're telling me, like, I'm always gonna like take
I
it with
understand
a grain of salt.
Yes. And honestly it taught me a valid lesson that I don't really need to exaggerate because I think enough crazy shit happens to me. And
exaggerate
so
on your
I
YouTube channel, babe, don't exaggerate to us.
I don't mean to be. I really, that's how I like perceive things, but that's the tragic part is I, you know what I mean, I'm just
that's a thing, like, that's actually her actual level of like level of perception. She like really views
everything
like
wrong.
I start to believe my own stories that I tell and they're not true.
I definitely think it's like the way I was raised by very dramatic, like turbulent people, and I've tried to be better at that. I've been in a lot of situations where I exaggerated and it bit me in the ass, but I still definitely, it's my downfall. Speaking of
are you kidding? It's a great thing. That's how you were so successful.
But like, don't do that in real life, because then you're gonna get fucked by an Uber driver and be in his basement and no one's gonna fucking care. So
can we please,
what'd you just say? You just fucking saying, go fuck yourself.
That's me and Hunter's favorite joke, but I think we take it to the grave.
That's the grave one. Anyways, what you got next?
I don't know which one it was. But I'm sure. Was it the glasses?
No.
Something like that.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Scott Disick thing was so wild.
So fucking wild.
So wild.
I have to know what he was thinking like when he did that, because I've had situations like that, but it's like, I feel like had he never had a conversation with Eunice beforehand, should we explain like what happened beforehand?
Probably. Yeah, so Courtney.
Yeah, basically Courtney, there was a photo of Courtney Kardashian and Travis Barker in Italy, and she's like straddling him on a boat. They're like making out. Scott Disick sends it to Eunice, who's Courtney Kardashian's ex, and says like,
Can you believe this chick?
Can you believe
that's
this
a mother
chick?
Of your like, children? That's
implying
yeah.
right? that she's just being out, like embarrassing, like saying, like right in the middle of Italy, like outside, like so embarrassing. Expecting Eunice apparently, like to be like.
But even though Scott shit on Eunice, right? Like so.
Yeah,
much.
That's the thing, and like it's not like they had like a relationship prior to this. He literally just, I guess, expected him to be like, oh my god, yeah, that's so embarrassing. Like, ew, that's.
Which it wasn't. It literally was not embarrassing at all. Like it was yeah, just her
it's
like
a couple.
No,
being
Scott's
together,
just a fucking
a
hater.
Italy,
yeah, and it like, clearly was like a not a setup paparazzi shot. It was like them yeah. on like a boat or something.
Yeah.
And it was that I think that's so strange. Like for real, it's. I think obviously everyone always talks about how Scott Disick is childish, but like that is so childish.
I just imagine how embarrassed he feels. Like he like went out on a whim and was like, you know what, Eunice, like we're gonna bond over this. And Eunice was like, bro, like she's happy. Like
it's like I'm not your bro one, and also I'm about to post this exact screenshot.
That's so embarrassing. I just know he's hurting. I feel bad for him. But honestly, fucking mind your own business. Courtney's happy. Travis Barker's so hot, and your girlfriend's literally 17. So I'm just like,
no, fuck. I mean, and it's. Did you see Lisa Rinna too?
I love Lisa Rinna. And honestly, like, I love you, Amelia. I'm sorry, but like,
no, Amelia's great. So is Delilah. And but Lisa Rinna's their mom, and they have a reality show, and it's Lisa, Delilah Bell, and
Delilah and Amelia Hamlin.
Scott's girlfriend. Okay. And she was like, me and my husband never want to give the word of marriage, but if Delilah wanted to get married right now, we love her boyfriend. Like, we love them together. And Lisa Rinna literally, like, verbatim said, like, but Amelia, I can't really say that. Like, why Scott Disick? Why not Harry
she
Styles?
She said, why not Harry Styles? Like, Scott Disick, really? And she's, like, close with Kris Jenner. Like, she's a real housewife. Way. Like, she's... like an icon, she's in that scene, but she was like, why the fuck is it Scott Disick? Like, why did it have to be
no,
him?
I saw this TikTok too the other day, like coming for Scott and Leonardo, like fully saying like you've never, like showing all their relationships of people who are like 18 to 20, and it's so wild. Like, I don't think either one of them ever dated someone over 20.
It is weird though. Like, I don't think of it as weird because honestly, if Scott Disick wanted to date me tomorrow, I'd be like, okay, where and when? Like, he's hot to me, whatever. But it is like, what do they talk about? What can you possibly, like how... like, do their conversations go? What do they relate to each other on?
I mean, well, I know what it's like to be with, like, a super older guy, and you're just like, they're so mature, and they're always telling you, like, I'm so, like, you're so mature. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, they make you think that, like, the and reason not- why you're with them is because, like, you're so mature, but, like, it's, like, not.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But I definitely also write off the reason Scott just like fully got at me, and like nothing ever, like, came about it. And I swear to God, I tell myself it's because I'm too old, but that's, like, definitely not
what there's no way I would ever allow that to happen. If Scott just had got at me in any way, like, oh my God, I'd be a Kardashian already.
Sincerely. But I was about, I won't even say it.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't say that.
Yeah, never mind. Different guys. Way to be a Kardashian.
Guys, I have to pee.
Oh no, it's okay.
Oh no.
Am I
gonna get in trouble?
Hold it out a little bit longer.
No, I think I'm already like, I'm
We're
ready to get a kidney
minutes.
Infection.
We're almost done.
Okay.
Brooke has such a problem with not being able to hold your pee. Do you know that if you think about sex, it makes you not have to pee?
I don't think that's true.
I swear to God, it's
and also
fact.
I did one thing one time. I was in an Uber and I was like, oh my God, I'm gonna pee myself, Tana. There's no question about it. I'm going to pee in your Uber, and like, it's gonna be a big mess. And she won't let me forget it. Ever. Now every time I'll be like, oh my God, it's a beautiful Wednesday. And she'll be like, remember that time you literally had to pee in your room at night?
I think it's because I'm like, I'm weirdly such a master at holding my pee. Like, I'm holding it right now. I have to pee so bad.
Yeah, it's because you haven't drunk, like, had any a sip of water since
I
you
drink
were in, like,
a lot of
grade.
Water. I literally, you can say a lot. I don't shower, but I'm hydrated. Just
like the water's on the inside. Not
oh,
the
we
out.
Got well, not so much you, but I got roasted for exposing you about the not showering thing.
Why?
Like, we have accepted it, and Tana doesn't even smell bad or anything. Just so you know, but we like.
I showered this week. Like
everyone's
twice
like, God, that's not a real friend. Like exposing her like that, it's a trauma response.
It really is
I'm
a
like,
trauma
no,
response.
No, I
swear to God, I was so depressed growing
now
up.
She's
that
just
I
trying
was
to,
like,
she's like making it up.
Yeah, I'm gonna
like,
milk
to be,
off that.
Like,
I'm
to
gonna,
be honest, guys,
she's like, wait, you're. She's like, that's so funny you say that. You're right.
No, but that scene in Euphoria where Zendaya is so depressed that she holds her pee, I relate to it constantly because I
see,
do
I
that.
See, I can never. Mm-mm.
Well, because the thing with ADHD is like you can't move. Like it's like a thing. Like you literally cannot. Like when you're depressed with ADHD, you can't like get something
get
off the night.
Get yourself to do something.
You can't move. So I'll like hold my pee for hours and hours and hours, so depressed, until I'm in like physical pain because it's like I'm that depressed.
I've had too many kidney infections for that. I'm not trying to go down that road again.
I know. I'm surprised I don't get like more because I do that like literally constantly. So I like look down upon people who can't like turn off the physical response.
Right.
Sorry. Like, I'll know better next time.
I'm just kidding. But I swear, if you think about sex, you think about the best sex you've ever had right now. Wait, no.
I don't think it's a good idea, actually, for me to
No, I'm serious.
Right,
close your eyes.
No, I'm good.
You don't want to try this exercise? I'm trying to help you grow.
Very weird exercises to do.
I swear it works. Like, I swear to God it works. I do it all the time.
Who's the best sex you've ever had?
In my whole life?
Give us the first letter of his name.
Honestly, the first person that came to my mind, but I don't know if it's true, is Banks. We had such good sex. But I mean, we just talked about it on his podcast. He brought up, he said I was the best sex he ever had.
You did talk about that for a little bit, to be honest.
No, it was lit. And then for a while, I thought it was Jay Alvarez, but his personality really...
Did he coconut oil you?
He
did. Okay. What's the first initial of the best sex you've ever had?
Can you think of the person, like, off tops?
Off top? No, I can't think of
really
the top.
But now I've just been fucked a lot. So there's like definitely a top five, maybe a top 10. I don't even know.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
We should do one of those webs.
I would love to do that, like how every person links together.
Oh, you should not do that.
Just like one line, just like honey, all, everyone. Or one, and just
no, it's
all
like it's like
together.
It's in categories of friend groups.
Oh my god.
How every person relates to what she's like, sibling, dad.
Oh, grandfather.
I'm about to do that with the O'Neills. I swear to God, I just want to. I'm sorry.
You want
to
fuck Shaq?
Yeah, like, you know what I mean? To be like,
would you fuck Shaq?
Well, I mean, wouldn't it be a fun thing?
Yeah,
if it was like, hey, yeah, oh, Miles, yeah. I also fucked your dad.
Oh, nipple.
Nipple?
You had it for a second. You showed it and then you
put it away. Nip slips are really just my downfall. The only other thing that happened in pop culture this week I'm sick about. So I don't know. I mean, congratulations. 4-0. Kill it. You know?
Oh, yeah, Jake did win his
just
fight.
Just kidding. He honestly killed it. His shorts were fucking stupid, though.
It was actually very interesting because I think he's never really been punched in the face like he got punched during the fight and he got like rocked.
We were nervous there for a second. Like a few rounds in, we were like, okay, he's getting tired. Like, and of course I say I don't like Jake, but I was like obviously rooting for him.
But I almost tweeted that I bet on Tyrone Woodley. I'm so glad I didn't. I would have looked so fucking stupid.
Really, yeah. It would have been a Bryce Hall situation.
Yeah, literally team Tyrone on God.
Oh God.
No.
But yeah, no, it was a good fight. He came back and won. I was like, let's go.
Absolutely
like
killed it. Apparently he's also having a kid.
He killed it. He could have done better on his little speech after.
Right? You sent me that. Everyone's been sending me that, him saying he's having a kid.
You think he is?
All the power to you. I don't know. He's definitely very kid oriented. Like whenever he's with someone, like wants a kid.
Yeah.
Wants to be a dad. I don't think he'd be the worst dad.
I think they would both be really great dads.
If you got pregnant right now, would you want to have a kid? Do you think it'd be chill around him?
You think it would come out face tats?
Chill around who? What do you mean?
No, like would it be a chill around this time frame for you?
I think having a kid entirely depends on the person that you're having a kid with. Because you have to think about no matter what the rest of your life, you're like absolutely tied to that person. And it's also about the kid's life. Like you want them to be like raised in the best way. I think I'm definitely like I was obviously not, you know, like my childhood I like wish was different.
Right.
So I mean like I'm very like protective over that. Like I'm very like I didn't want kids for so long, but then I was like, fuck it. I don't know. Now I would have a kid. I don't know if it's the best decision, but
I feel like if you asked me like a while ago, I would have been like, oh my god, Tana would be like the worst mom. But I see you, like Kiki, for example. Like Kiki's like Tana's hairstylist's daughter, and she's like so cute around. Like, I feel like you're so cute around her.
Yeah,
and,
you are very good with
kids. You're so attentive to her and like cute to her that I feel like you would actually like maybe be a good.
I would never let. I would never be able to live with myself if I was a bad mom. Like, yeah. I think that if it ever happened, like I would just like no matter what, if I killed myself trying, I would step up to the.
That's
plate.
The thing. Yeah. Like the resentment, like honestly, I feel like works out in your favor, especially like. Like, I feel like this, I'm kind of the same way where I had, like, a really weird, like, parent situation. And now I feel like I want to be, like, the best parent
ever.
Yeah, I'm
the same way. 100%. I can never be a bad dad.
But I also have no desire to go through pregnancy. But I think, like, I want to adopt.
Oh, my God. I'm so excited to be pregnant. You're going to be the cutest. Just let it all hang out.
Wow.
No, but then your body just.
Yeah, me and Hunter are actually trying for a baby right now.
Well, I really love that for you guys.
Break the news right now.
Yeah.
That would be so fun.
Surprise.
That would actually be so fun if you guys had a kid. Like, I would die. It'd be such a fun godmother. And if you all
baby tall. Maybe short.
Yeah,
kind of hot.
No, you never know. For sure, I'm definitely down for that. I don't know. Thanks. I want to adopt, but at the same time, when you're with like a super rich or like famous guy, you're like, I want their kid. Like, not that I would want to trap them. I would never want to do that. Mm. I had a whole time like, where I, the other person in the Kardashians that I wanted to be with to finesse being a Kardashian, I was ready to just like get pregnant with their kid so that my kid was a Kardashian.
You should have. His cutest kid is cute as fuck.
Yeah, it's true.
Jeez.
It's true. No, I fully had a whole plan. Like I was like ready to, I was going to be a parent at this point in my life. So
that's like the most inspiring thing to me, especially like, this sounds bad. I know we talked about poker on the last episode. I know a girl who worked a poker game and she hooked up with like a really famous, extremely, extremely famous actor who like played in the poker games. Got pregnant, had a kid. He's never met the child ever. Never even met the kid, but he pays her, I think it's like 70 grand a month in child support. Cause it's like, it's 11%, I think, of your income for the first kid. And so he's making millions and millions of dollars every year. So she, this mom is like making literally 70 grand a month off of her kid that the, like doesn't
eat yesterday.
The dad's never met him.
Yeah, no, that's
and it's one of, it's an actor that you see in every movie. He's like America's sweetheart. You probably like really like look up to this guy and he's an awful dad.
That's aww. So sad.
Those poker games.
That does really, really, really suck. I'm not going to lie. But I mean, like, yeah, I think.
But she's set for life and she's got child. She could pay for childcare and the kid's probably going to have a great life because she's.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Imagine being pregnant though. I just could never. I don't know. Being pregnant's the scariest thing ever to me.
Not me. I have so many. So many of my friends have been like, pregnant now.
Maybe that's just because I've abused my body so much. The idea of my body like doing that for me is terrifying.
It would truly be a miracle. I'm just gonna say.
Literally.
What, that
I
made it out?
And I, but I
that it even got there to begin with.
No, literally. Am I infertile? Stay tuned. But
how many times have you taken Plan B?
People really have been cooking me for this lately because I posted a TikTok shading my ex saying like when you wait, were wait, never
I wrote
together.
I wrote an article about it. I don't know where it is. I said that you take oh. Right there. Tana Mojo credits Plan B for her clear skin. Claims to take it at least once a week.
That's literally terrible. No, yeah, I need to get on birth control for sure. For sure. I mean,
more
but
like
not
the, what are they called? The IUD things?
Yeah, but you've had
you
some...
love a good IUD. Yeah, Hunter actually knows how to install them.
I do not know how to install
can you install
them.
My IUD?
That is disgusting. I would never do that.
He removed mine.
That's so fucked up. Won't install mine.
One of my friends actually, something like that, very similar. You're talking about the poker story. How would my friend, she had an IUD in, so she like thought she wouldn't get pregnant, had sex with this guy, got pregnant by this like insanely, insanely wealthy guy, and she just had the kid, and the guy wants nothing to do with her, but he pays her money now. And
that's so hard. I would only ever like get pregnant with a really famous or rich guy's baby if I felt like they'd still be a father.
See, I would rather be pregnant with someone who's like broke as fuck but like would be there for the kid than have someone rich like who doesn't like because for my I can't handle
lost
it
me. I don't know but that's also because I grew
family.
Up with like no
I really
money
just want a fucking family like someone that like both are there.
Yeah,
me know? Too. Oh my God, that's so crazy.
That is wild, huh?
You know who I'm really excited to see have a kid?
Who?
Lana Rhodes.
Oh yeah,
she inspires me so much because I think
she's the boss.
Like you know what
yeah,
I mean, like
to
just
she's
like
so
have a crazy
hot.
Life, but then be
and
like
she's
that.
Still, she's like 8 months pregnant. And she's still skinnier than me. I'm just a little confused.
No, fully
being a good ex.
Anybody
I think is the
who can like just
ever.
Yeah,
literally fully. Yeah.
I don't have any exes that I don't get along with.
I love that for you.
Yeah, it is awesome.
That's literally
congratulations.
It's crazy. I mean, but me, it's like you know you can't win all 20.
True.
You know what I mean? I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, with that being said. I'm pregnant. Brooke is pregnant. Be safe in your lifts.
We are pregnant.
Be safe in your lifts and your Ubers. Mm-hmm. Don't call your friends crazy. If you're a mean ex, suck a dick.
Stay safe. Stay safe, guys. Welcome back to another episode of Canceled. Hunter's going to be touring soon, but Saybrook and I will not show up and do the Canceled podcast from Jaden Hostler.
Let's do it.
If I don't die of a broken heart.
Literally. Fucking literally. Well, thank you for coming back to another episode of Canceled that we shot 7 hours late.
Thanks, guys.
Stay gorgeous. Love ya.
Fan emoji is canceled.
A DWE talent production.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Lowe's knows how to help make your home holiday ready for less. Get Select Style Selections vinyl flooring for just $1.99 per square foot and have it installed before the festivities begin. Our team can help you every step of the way. See a Lowe's Red Vest associate or visit lowes.com/holiday install to get started. Lowe's, we help you save. Basic install only. Date restrictions apply. Subject to availability. Install by independent contractor. See associate for details. Contiguous U.S. only.